All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, the NBA season recently wrapped up, but with that said, there's still some controversy going on around one team in particular that I'm going to talk about, and that would be the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavaliers just lost the NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors in five games, and it also marked the third time in the past three seasons that both of these clubs have reached the NBA Finals. Now, with that said, typically, if you're having this type of success with if you're the Cavaliers, you want to try to keep all major parties that are involved happy. That is not the case, as the Cavaliers have decided to part ways with general manager David Griffin. In the past 3 years that Griffin has been the general manager of the Cavs, like I said, they've won three Eastern Conference championships, and their only NBA championship in franchise history came last June. Now, obviously, Griffin's job became a little bit easier in 2014 when small forward LeBron James decided to return to the Cavs after spending 4 years with the Miami Heat. But aside from all of that, you look at what Griffin was able to do as far as not only keeping LeBron happy, but putting quality talent around him. The acquisition of Kevin Love, trades that brought in the likes of J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, Channing Frye, and Richard Jefferson. All of these guys were vital to what the Cavs were able to do and ultimately what led to them getting an NBA championship. Now, Dan Gilbert has been the Cavs owner since 2005. And of course, Cleveland has had some success during that stretch. You look at both runs with LeBron in town. But once you look at those 4 years that LeBron James was not there, the Cavaliers were pathetic. They could not even make the playoffs in a weak Eastern Conference once, and they had multiple first overall picks in the NBA draft. With that said, I think Dan Gilbert is playing with fire, because if you look at the 12 years that he has owned this team, he has never, and I repeat, never re-signed a general manager to an extension. And right now, if you are Dan Gilbert, you obviously have not learned from your mistakes. And your biggest mistake was the first time around, you lost LeBron James, and you lucked out by having him come back due to the fact that he was lured there by the Cavs having all of those top picks. I know LeBron came out publicly and said he wanted to do it for his city, but in my opinion, all of that came down to the fact that Cleveland had the personnel that appealed to him as far as winning a championship. Now, Gilbert got his championship, but I'll tell you at the same time, you're flirting with disaster, because LeBron could easily walk out the door again. And I know there are going to be some people that are going to say, well, LeBron will be 33 years old this year. Very true. But at the same time, he still has a couple of more championship runs in him. Now, I do understand that Cleveland is working hard this offseason, just prior to the NBA draft, to acquire either Chicago Bulls small forward Jimmy Butler or Indiana Pacers small forward Paul George to kind of offset the Golden State Warriors acquisition of Kevin Durant. But it's a situation right now. How many cooks do you have in the kitchen? Because it's basically a front office by committee right now that's operating things for the Cavs with Dan Gilbert running the show. You look at a guy like David Griffin, and you need an experienced GM at the table and on the phone talking to other teams when it comes time to try to make deals happen. And right now, the Cavs simply don't have that. I think this is another shining example of Dan Gilbert's ego getting the best of him once again. We saw it when LeBron left in 2010, and we're seeing it again now. And if you're the Cavaliers, and if you're a fan that follows this team in particular, I tell you, you better savor the moment that you got from last June when Cleveland was able to win the championship. Because with a guy like Dan Gilbert running the team, it's not going to happen too much often. It's a situation. I understand that the Cavs are trying to go out there and get Butler or possibly Paul George, but it simply is not going to work out if you have a guy like Dan Gilbert running the show. At some point, his ego is going to show up and take over, and it's happening right now. And I guarantee you, he is going to push LeBron further out the door, and this time around, there won't be any coming back. I said it before that, you know, a lot of people were saying that LeBron went back to Cleveland in spite of Dan Gilbert, and we cannot forget the heinous letter that Dan Gilbert posted when LeBron James left to join the Heat. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, a leopard never changes his spots. He got what he wanted, and when it came time to pay the piper, he just simply couldn't do it. And I don't understand these owners, or some of these owners in professional sports, not all of them, because all of them are not committed to winning. And I'll say it like this. The majority of these guys were successful in the business world, and when you look at successful businesses, they take care of the people that put money in their pockets and help them with the success. When you're looking at this situation, if you were the Cavaliers, David Griffin was important for what you were able to do. Pay the man. It's that simple. But a guy like Gilbert has the mentality, I can have anybody run my team, and you just want to keep guys on the cheap. And if you're the Cavs, you're spending all of this money on payroll, why not spend the money on a quality general manager? And it's one of those things. I think in the situation with Griffin, they won't appreciate him until he's gone. And then they really won't appreciate him if LeBron walks out of the door again. So if you're Dan Gilbert, you played with fire before and you got burned. And this time you're setting yourself up to let it happen once again. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.